Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. So, Commissioners, I'm going to first provide some background and some information, and then before we get into the actual two action sheets found in your Commission book, because it's all related to this conversation. So as the Second Century Initiative was developed and put into place, obviously one of the things that we have talked about as an agency and with you as the Commission is a focal point on Second Century is habitat and habitat development. And in that conversation, we've also talked about various venues and ways and means of raising funds in creative manners to generate more habitat dollars for creating habitat out on the landscape in South Dakota. We've talked about the conservation plates, we've talked about the habitat stamp, we've talked about the decals, all those things. We've talked a lot about the Hunt for Habitat, the raffle, that those rules have been passed by you and will be implementing this summer. Well, one other area of conversation that came up was the opportunity of using one of these unique licenses to help generate funds for habitat in South Dakota, which quickly led to the conversation of the bighorn sheep auction license that's currently in place. Again, as you recall, the auction license for bighorn sheep in South Dakota has been in place for about 7 years. And in the establishment of that auction license, those funds, we have worked collaboratively with the Midwest chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation, working with them. They have been the entity that has provided and submitted the application letter to auction off the auction license. And in how that's structured is that those dollars come back to South Dakota and we use it here for management purposes in the state. And in particular, in those dollars, we've done all kinds of projects from habitat projects to research projects to disease management and a plethora as related to bighorn sheep in South Dakota. So when we looked and considered about habitat funding and ways that we can generate funds and the discussion of the bighorn sheep tag, what quickly resonated with that was the potential opportunity of expanding it into the Badlands Hunting Unit, where you're all familiar with the record ram that was harvested last year and the attention that that has brought to South Dakota, not only from a bighorn sheep standpoint, but just as a state in general. And so knowing that and highlighting that ram that was harvested, certainly that raised a lot of attention to those opportunities here in our state. Knowing that that has occurred, knowing the rams that we do have out in the Badlands area, when you look at it from a scoring of bighorn sheep rams, we know we have rams well above the 180 mark into the 190s, and potentially who knows where those could go. With that status certainly raises a keen interest from folks that would be interested to come to South Dakota for that type of opportunity. So there's been a lot of discussion about that, and we talked about it several months back this winter about implementing, and at that time we made the decision to come back to you here in May to talk more about this, put more details together in the thinking about how we would approach this. And so that's what we have done. You know, the potential of expanding into the Badlands unit because of those sheep, those rams that are out there, provides that unique opportunity to really maximize fundraising efforts from a habitat standpoint. There would be high interest, there would be a desire from individuals, probably from across the country, maybe even farther, to have that opportunity. And so we're going to get into those action sheets here shortly, but I do want to provide a little more information around this bighorn sheep auction tag. So that all being said, we've also heard comments of concerns expressed by the public about potentially using an auction tag for this purpose of helping fund habitat in South Dakota through the Second Century Fund. One thing I do want to make very clear is that when the auction tag was created and developed back in 13 or 12, whatever it was, the 7 years ago, when all the administrative rules were put in place for this auction tag, they essentially mimicked the rules that were existing in place for the elk raffle. And in particular, in that language for the bighorn sheep auction tag, it specifically says in there that funds raised by the auction tag will go specifically towards big game management research and other management activities. And so it specifically says big game. And understand the philosophical beliefs and the concerns expressed by some about taking this auction tag and using it to help hunt or develop funds for habitat across South Dakota. We understand where they're coming from, but I want to make you understand that it's very clear that administrative rule, it speaks directly towards big game management. I bring that up because it's also important to understand that as we create habitat across the state, while pheasants may be the focus in many of the conversations, all this habitat's going to benefit other species. And in particular, when it comes to eastern South Dakota, more grassland habitat's going to benefit big game populations, in particular white-tailed deer populations in the eastern part of South Dakota. We know that from research, we know that from history, even around CRP. We have many counties where CRP acres are much less than they are right now, and our deer populations are not at that same level. We've had research projects that have shown the importance of that type of habitat for fawn survival and those types of biological impacts to white-tailed deer populations. So we're confident that habitat being created through the Second Century Habitat Initiative is going to benefit big game in South Dakota. So I just want you to understand that. Secondly, as we've talked about this, and it was actually mentioned yesterday by Mr. Krafka, the importance of the partnership we've had with the Midwest chapter, the Wild Sheep Foundation, and their national organization. No question about it, they have been an instrumental partner in work that we have done in South Dakota. Not only have they been a partner from the standpoint of auctioning the bighorn sheep tag up to this point, but they've also provided funds above and beyond the auction license for other management activities in South Dakota. Most of it directed towards bighorn sheep, but there's also been dollars that have gone towards mountain goat. So they have been a great partner, and we look forward to continue working with them in many facets of bighorn sheep and other management in South Dakota. I will make it known to you in late March, the Midwest chapter sent a letter to Secretary Hepler talking about their desire to remain and continue a partner with our agency in the state of South Dakota in doing bighorn sheep management and the efforts to raise dollars for habitat. In fact, they offered up the concept of their support working with us to do the auction tag and funds raised by this with the desire of some split towards bighorn sheep management, the rest towards Second Century Habitat. In fact, in their letter, they also offered up a suggestion or idea of, since the inception of the current auction license, that average selling price has been right around that $85,000 mark. They recommended that per moving forward with the auction tag, if those funds go above and beyond that mark, that about $85,000 go to bighorn sheep management and the remainder of the funds go towards habitat through the Second Century. It seems like a reasonable approach, and we look forward to having those conversations and going down that path because we can see the benefits for both bighorn sheep and habitat development in South Dakota, and we'd be willing to have those conversations and work with them to develop some type of arrangement going down that path. So next, what we're planning on doing with the auction tag itself here is we'll be putting together a strategy from a marketing standpoint of working with an entity like the Midwest and likely their national headquarters and national foundation as well as an organization, working with our agency, working with the governor's office, working with the Office of Tourism in South Dakota. And we're even throwing around the idea of looking at including a firm at a national level that's been, has experience in doing these types of outreach and marketing of some type of auction or fundraising that we're contemplating here at a national level. Working with all these entities, not only could we reach out to the individuals that would typically be interested in a bighorn sheep auction tag from past years, but also the opportunity with those folks, in particular with the governor's office and connections and folks across the country, we could reach out to even other people, again, from the standpoint of maximizing those dollars for habitat in South Dakota. Again, those dollars raised would be beneficial to both bighorn sheep and the Second Century Initiative for habitat across the state. Also part of this, the intent, or at least our tentative plan, would be to do the fundraising event during the summer slash into the fall and find a way to potentially blend it right in with the governor's hunt. Those details have not been finalized, but that is a concept of one that we're looking at in terms of that fundraising mechanism and opportunity as well. And we believe by blending all those together, it's an opportunity not only to showcase our resources in South Dakota that we have and the great opportunities, but also it's a pure opportunity to showcase our state in general and what that means to not only the citizens of our state, but all those that come here to visit our great state. So there's a lot of opportunities in the overall concept of the Bighorn Sheep Auction Tag. And in particular, where this goes is the expansion into the Badlands hunting unit because of the potential opportunities of the incredible rams that we have and know we have in that particular unit. So, Mr. Chairman, there's some background to that. Secretary Hepler, Kevin, if there's something else that I missed in the overall concept, sure, be happy to answer any questions you may have. And if not, we'll go right into the action sheets in your commission book.
Any questions? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese, has there been any consideration to when, like when we did the super tags, those tags were over and above our regular allotment for the elk, deer, and antelope? Was there any consideration of like this, the ram tag being over and above the allotment? Because traditionally that auction tag was for the Elk Mountain area and not the Badlands. Or is there an option to add an auction tag into the Badlands separate from the Elk Mountain auction tag?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Bees, that's a good question. I failed to mention something about that. How the auction license is structured right now in administrative rule passed by the commission is that if there is a total of three bighorn sheep hunting licenses or more, one of them is the auction license. So would there be an option or the ability to have one above and beyond that? I guess yes, the answer would be yes, but that would require administrative rule change by you as a commission body as the rule is written right now. The concept that we've talked about here, again, is, and we'll get into this more specifically with the action sheet, the ask to the commission is going to be expand the area valid for the bighorn sheep license. In administrative rule, it also states that the commission has the authority to determine which hunting unit or units the auction license is valid in. And so that the concept of expanding to the Badlands unit would basically be an asking of whoever has that auction license would have the ability to hunt Elk Mountain, Badlands unit, or both, depending on weather conditions, where they're seeing animals, that would be solely up to them. I think another key point to this that needs to be stressed with the concept that is being looked at right now with expanding the area to the Badlands hunting unit, there is one license right now that is valid for a residence only through the lottery drawing on the Badlands hunting unit. So with this concept, there would technically be the potential of two bighorn sheep being harvested in the Badlands hunting unit, one by that non-resident license and then one by the auction license should all of that proceed and be expanded to that area. So that's the overall concept of it right now, and as the rule stands right now, we would only have the ability of one. That would require additional change by you as a commission to go down that route.
Okay. And then trying to regain my thought here. On the funds, has there been any you mentioned about splitting the funds? Has there been any commitment to doing that, like doing the $85,000 to so they make sure that the bighorn sheep that are doing the habitat work and stuff continue to be funded at least by that much? Has that been discussed and agreed on?
Mr. Chairman. So, Commissioner Bees, we've had that conversation internally, and we're committed to doing that. Once we have everything in place, in fact, I will share with you, I'm working with the Midwest chapter right now to have a conference call next week to talk about these very items, the whole auction item concept itself, splitting of funds, making sure we're still having funds available and dedicated to a bighorn sheep management and other activities related to them. So we're committed to making that happen. We just need to get down the path of figuring out exactly how the auction is going to work and ultimately determining who is going to help with the auction itself. Because rule, we cannot specifically say one entity in rule who will assist and who has the opportunity to auction the license. It has to be available, and that's why there's the rules in place for an application letter and review of any applicants that would come in as a proposal to help with those efforts. To this point, it has only been the Midwest chapter, and we would be more than comfortable and committed to work with them moving forward.
Yeah, I would really like to see that they keep getting some funds for all the work they've done over the years and still the work they want to do. I mean, they put in a lot of time, and I think they need to keep being involved and doing that work for the Bighorn Sheep.
We want to maintain that working relationship with that Midwest chapter. And again, when they auction in the past, when they've auctioned the license, those dollars actually come directly back to the agency for Bighorn Sheep Management.
Yes.
And so they're committed. They want to continue working on some type of direction like that, and we're committed to working with them as well.
That's good. Thanks.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. Commissioner Phillips here. I understand that the discussions are ongoing and that some of the money is going to come back to our sheep people. Can we put it in the proposal that we propose that whatever the number we choose, 85 or 87 or 90,000, remains with them? Can we put that in this proposal? Can we put that number in here?
Just collecting my thoughts. I'm just trying to think. Secretary, you want to?
It'd be kind of strange to put that in a proposal language, and it's one of those things is that maybe the thing to do is that if you can get a note under my signature back to the commission pledging that we are going to in fact agree to, you know, meet the Midwest request that they get the running average around $85,000 or $86,000, we can send that back to you and the chairman, Mr. Phillips, and then see if that would work. Otherwise, it's just an odd piece to fit into, you know, that type of language. That's all. I'm not worried about the fact we're going to do it. It's just how do we make it show. So I'd hope then that, you know, if it comes under my signature, that you trust that we're actually going to do that.
I would like to listen to the rest of the discussion, but I think that would be acceptable, Secretary.
Commissioner Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's our intent, Mr. Kirschman, correct, to have this as an ongoing program?
The auction license? Yes. You know, and even from the request that we'll talk about here in the action sheets expanding into the Badlands hunting unit, you know, regardless where the Bighorn Sheep auction tag would be used, it's going to be based on the availability of rams and the makeup of the population or the herd as to where auction licenses will be valid. So the auction license concept itself is ongoing, provided we have a total of a minimum of 3 Bighorn Sheep licenses across the state that we're issuing, and then it would be dependent on the individual herds in terms of where we would come back and recommend to you as a commission of where they would be valid. That part of it's going to be based on biology surveys and known information about the herds themselves. And that's why a lot of it that was originally written in rule was based on the fact of a minimum number of tags available. And then secondly, and maybe most importantly, is that we can talk about the individual herds, the makeup, and then you can determine where they should be valid and make that decision.
Thanks. Mr. Chairman, I have a couple more. That's good to know that it's ongoing, because as you guys all are aware, you know, establishing new habitat isn't going to be just a one and done type of an event. So, you know, I was hoping you would say it that way, because, you know, if this was one time monies, I mean, I think that we almost have to view it as one time monies because of the biology that's involved in whether or not those tag allocations are available. But can you give me some specific examples of where these funds would go besides habitat and research? Is there something that you're thinking about as far as, and whether it be riparian areas or new habitat or reestablishing habitat? I know that we as a state can't afford to start our own CRP program. I think to mimic what the feds do, you guys told me once, is like $93 million annually, and this certainly isn't going to get anywhere close to that level. But if you had, I think there's a lot of folks that are saying that this is a drop of water in the ocean. And I think that either way, every little bit, in my opinion, helps. But if you could help by shedding some light on some areas where you're going to plan to target and/or projects, I think it could help out with the public's concern over that area.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. So, Commissioner Olson, I think first and foremost, the generation of funds from this particular auction license going down this path, we would insert directly into the current working lands program that we're focusing on right now. These would be dollars that essentially would match those efforts. We can use these dollars to leverage other funds to go right towards this specific working lands program. There's going to be a high desire of landowners out there for this particular program, and we'll be able to have ongoing signups, I firmly believe, for multiple years down the road. And the opportunity of this is, while it does focus on crapland being converted back to grassland in eastern South Dakota in the south central part, there's going to be opportunities that we might see and recognize other important habitat types from this working lands concept itself, and it may mutate over the years and change and adjust to other demands out there for habitat development. No different than this, the Hunt for Habitat, the raffle concept, those dollars generated will help us do habitat improvements on public lands, our game production areas, as well as possibly expand our own private lands programs through the department. And one of those is just a riparian area that you just discussed that could be major habitat benefits and wildlife benefits in western South Dakota. So regardless where we look at, there's unique opportunities and opportunities for expansion. But I can see a lot of these funds being sorted right into that second century habitat and going right towards that working lands program for habitat development across the state.
Final question. You mentioned it as far as, and I think we just need to circle back, you know, this would be the allocation based on what our biologists tell us what the herd stability is to give licenses or allocate licenses. If the event came back that the recommendation were that we could only have two licenses, would the auction tag fall off the table and the two that we were recommending go to residents only? And if you could just help me by clarifying that.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So Commissioner Olson, again, how it's structured right now in administrative rule, it states that if there are three or more total bighorn sheep licenses allocated, regardless how many hunting units, then one of those licenses shall be used as an auction tag. If our herds were to drop for whatever reason, and we see that we could only offer a total of two bighorn sheep licenses total amongst all of our hunting units, a bighorn sheep auction tag would not be available. So it is dependent on how the herds are doing and the total number of bighorn sheep licenses that would be offered in its totality.
Secretary Hipple.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll go back to Commissioner Olson's first comment, because we heard that same type of comment yesterday in public testimony, and we also heard it during the legislative session, is that, you know, we're never going to probably go back and duplicate the almost $100 million we had in CRP, so why, I mean, why are we concerned about $200,000 or $300,000, whatever we're going to generate in 1 year, multiple years? And like I said before, this whole initiative, it has multiple pieces, and you can't really focus one piece versus the other. You need to look at all the pieces working together. And so you're raising awareness, particularly with the landowners. You're allowing the governor then to go back and leverage these dollars in a very big way, then with some bigger, hopefully some bigger fundraisers, and you know, whether it's Denny Samper or somebody else. We want to be able to go back and say we're doing everything we can do as a state to make this money. But the intent, again, is that this isn't going to be solved overnight. I mean, you go back and every acre counts. This is, we're looking at a 25 or 30 year outlook. So every one of these producers that we can get to say this works for me, and we can actually then show the financial side it works for them and their family, then we're going to start making a difference. Otherwise, we're never going to buy our way out of this. I said that repeatedly. This is really buying trust and leverage. And Scott, you mentioned Sodaro training. You had one of these guys come in who was doing some work, and he goes, a young guy, I think he's late 20s, and he goes, this is really working for me, a salinity. He goes, what else can I do? So that's the interest that you're buying. Otherwise, it's $200,000. Yeah, you might as well just pour it in the creek out here. That is what this is about. It's a bigger concept, and that's what we have to keep in mind and where we're trying to go down the road, Mr. Chairman.
Other, Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Boyd from Yankton here. I want to back up just a little bit to the $85,000, and I absolutely agree with those dollars staying with Midwest. I thank Secretary Hepler for his offer to write such a letter. So looking at that $85,000, And not counting any new money from the Second Century Initiative, are there other dollars that currently go into Bighorn Sheep Habitat?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, good question, Commissioner Boyd. Yes, I mean, we use the auction funds to help and supplement Bighorn Sheep management activities. And when I say management activities, it includes habitat projects, it includes research projects, it includes survey work, monitoring of herds, working with collaborative partners. We allocated approximately $20,000 working with the Pine Ridge Tribal Wildlife Agency to help monitor and get a better assessment of the bighorn sheep herd down there. So those dollars are being used in many different ways. We also use dollars from federal aid that we obtain each year through our Pittman-Robertson funds that we match with our own state wildlife agency dollars. And again, those dollars also go towards research projects, management, and those. So all of those activities are supplemented and supported by not only auction funds, but also license dollars that we collect and federal aid dollars that are used for projects as well. On average, we probably expend over the last couple of years somewhere about that $225,000 to maybe $240,000 total towards bighorn sheep management activities. And again, I say management activities because that's all inclusive of various things that are going on. And one of the key ones that has been going on that's a higher level of dollar amount has been the disease research in some of the herds here in the Black Hills area, and we're continuing to work on that. So we use a combination of those funds to do all those different management activities.
Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Sharp here. I like what we're doing here. I think it makes a lot of sense. I agree that the Midwest chapter should certainly get the average from the auction. And I think the habitat dollars are important to spread across the state to leverage everything we can. One thing I would ask, and this may not be the right place for it, but when we're putting dollars into habitat, one of the challenges I know we have is that there's a limited time when you can make effective habitat changes. And so let's make sure we have the right amount of personnel out there to do it. You know, whether you're planting or spraying weeds or doing that kind of thing, that all has to happen in a very short time, and I'm not always convinced that we have staff available. So let's try and get the extra FTEs, if nothing else, just during that part of the season when we're going to be doing that, to make sure our habitat dollars are going as far as they can. Because if we, you know, put an extra 10,000 acres into habitat that our current people have to manage, they're just going to run out of time. So I would ask that. And then following up on Commissioner B's comments, sometime down the road, would it be possible for the department to put together kind of a biological and historical report on our bighorn sheep to see what the chances are of having a separate auction tag for the Badland unit, so we could auction off an Elk Mountain and auction off a Badlands unit tag? Just some information items on that, not asking for a proposal, but just some historical background, so we could better understand the chances of that happening in the future type thing. So having said that, I would move to approve this, Mr. Chair.
So we have two different proposals. Yeah. We should take
sure, Mr.
One
Chairman,
at a time, huh?
If you're ready for that. So in your booklet, number 20, we have one recommended change here. And again, this is specific to the conversation that we've had about the submission of an application letter is what's defined in administrative rule right now for an entity to have the opportunity to auction the license. Right now in rule, we have a specific date of November 1 as a deadline to submit the application letter for auctioning the license the following hunting season. So if you were under the current structure, you'd submitted it by November 1 of 2018, that would have been for the 2019 hunting season. With the concept that we've shared with you this morning and the direction of that intent and that opportunity to potentially blend this in with the governor's hunt and all this auction license that we're talking about right now would be for the hunting season of 2020. It would not be for this fall, but for 2020. the November 1 deadline would not work. And honestly, the November 1 deadline also played into when the auction license was created and the timing of when, in particular, we knew the Midwest chapter and some of the other major organizations hold their fundraising events in that winter time frame, in that February-March time frame. So we had to have it in place and have the selection and give them notice and that. So the November 1 deadline would not fit into the current thinking and thought of the plan moving forward for this auction license. So our recommended change that we bring to you would be to strike the November 1 specific deadline, and we would insert some language that would basically state an application deadline that would be designated by the commission and the department, and we would make those entities known of what that deadline date is for submitting that application letter to auction the license. So again, that's our recommended change for your consideration. This would actually be an administrative rule change, and that's why it's in the formal action of a recommendation for a proposal, take the 30-day comment with a finalization at your next commission meeting.
So when I take it, Commissioner Sharp, you would move approval of that proposal?
I would.
Thanks. Is there a second? Sorry. Any more discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes.
20A, Mr. Chairman, action sheet. Again, related to this conversation, as I mentioned to you early, currently you as the commission, as provided by how it's written in administrative rule, you determine where the auction license is valid, in which unit or units. And from a full transparency and to obtain public input, knowing there will be a high interest in this, we're bringing forward an administrative action recommendation that would make sure people are aware of this over the next month, that what we're asking and recommending is that you would allow the auction license to be valid not only on the Elk Mountain unit that it is right now, but also to expand that geographic area to also include the Badlands hunting unit. So again, an individual that was successful in the auction tag would have the opportunity to choose in which unit they wanted to hunt, or they could hunt in both during the hunting season. It would be valid in both of those geographic areas. One thing that I will make clear again, under the current structure, as I mentioned earlier, there would still be one resident lottery bighorn sheep license available for the Badlands hunting unit. It does not replace that. The auction license would just simply be expanded and be valid in this hunting unit as well. So there would be that possibility that two bighorn sheep would be harvested from that Badlands hunting unit, but it does not take away that resident lottery license that would be allowed or designated or allocated for the Badlands hunting unit. I just want to make that very clear that we're under the same page. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it to you and the other commissioners. Our recommendation is to expand the geographic area where the auction license would be valid in both BH2, which is essentially what we call the Elk Mountain unit, and then the Badlands hunting unit, BH3.
Any questions or comments on that? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese, if we approve that, is that valid for this year or for 2020?
2020, Commissioner Beese.
Thanks.
Any other? Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. Commissioner Phillips here. You know, just the fact that South Dakota has the world record bighorn sheep, I think, is pretty amazing. And that there's other ones out there as big or nearly as big or possibly bigger. I think that's in many ways thanks to the work that Midwest has done. I think they've been very, very helpful. The auction tag's been very helpful, been very beneficial. Everybody that's worked on the bighorn sheep thing in South Dakota is to be commended, because it's pretty neat for South Dakota to have that quality of sheep. I support this. I certainly am appreciative of Kelly's offer to submit a letter that Midwest will get a good chunk of the money, and I would move approval.
Any more discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And if there's any other questions that you think of or you have related around this topic, please don't hesitate to contact us.
So let's move to number 21, archery deer.
I'll give Kevin a moment to pass out a revised or new proposal sheet. How's that?
Please proceed.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, those listening, Tom Kirschman with the Wildlife Division. So, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission, in front of you, you have a revised action sheet based off of discussions and that occurred yesterday afternoon, and then visiting some more and getting some input from you, the commissioners, on developing an action sheet